Okay, welcome back, hour number three. And it's time to head on down to Australia to find out what goodies David Oates, otherwise known as Santa Without a Beard, what he has in store for us tonight. Hello, David.
Hello, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm
enjoying today.
Here, thank you. Oh, I had a wonderful day. Yes.
And what do you do? What do you do when you finish the show? Do you unwind? Watch some TV?
Unwind?
Or do you go through
There's no time
stories?
To unwind. If I unwind, I'd be worthless. No, I work. Let's see. I get done here at 9 p.m. and I work on the news until about 3 a.m. and then upload the entire revised news batch around 3 a.m. Pacific time. So I have about 6 hours more work after the program. Then I start about 9 in the morning. So that's a typical day.
I kind of figured that was your day.
Let's see. 9, 10. That's an 18-hour day. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
So, no, you can't unwind. We're about ready to trip into World War III. They just today ordered the USS, this is a supercarrier group, the Carl Vinson, to leave Singapore and head to the Red Sea, where the Dwight D. Eisenhower is already in the area. It was in the Persian Gulf, I think. Gerald Ford is there. So we're going to have three nuclear-powered aircraft carrier task force groups in the Middle East. Three. Maybe a fourth on the way, but when they sent the Vinson out today, that from Singapore, big deal. Big stuff. I think clearly the Pentagram is going to declare war on Yemen and use the carrier strike groups to carry out the raids. They're going to bomb them into oblivion, or try to. But also keep in mind that if the Iranians were to submit one way or another to the Yemen military or the Houthis, the rebels, anti-ship missiles, this thing could get real interesting real fast.
Yeah. Well, I had a Yemen come up twice in my December reversals.
You did. The crosshairs are on them, for sure.
Yeah. I can't see where I got it dumped right now. I know it came up twice. I'll be bothered. I can't see any instances of it right now. But anyway, it did come up in reversal. So there you go. What I thought we might do tonight, have a bit of a break from all the doom and gloom I've been bringing you the last few weeks, is let us move to something completely different. And we have Christmas coming up, which is traditionally the season of love, peace, joy, allegedly.
That's the idea anyway.
that's why I added the allegedly on the end. So, look, I found a client's reversal to kick off this hour. So here's a client's reversal.
Like I never need to be.
Oh, gee, that's very faint, isn't it?
Because I can always bring my will.
Gee, why is that so faint?
It's like I never need to be frightened because I can always bring my will.
All round, let's go with the positive.
All round, let's go with the positive. All round, let's go with the positive. All round, let's go with the positive.
So that's what I thought we'd do tonight. We'd go with a little bit of the positive. So I thought I'd we don't know when the birth was. I know it wasn't December 25th. Anyway, but the birth of Jesus, who reverse speech, interestingly enough, refers to as the Son of God. And for example, here we have a client. Talking about the sun.
Been doing hypnotherapy and regression on other people in the past, and to actually have it done, it's really nice. And I'm so susceptible to
the sun. He lives in my heart.
And the sun, he lives in my heart.
And the sun, he lives in my heart. And the sun, he lives in my heart.
There you go. How's that for a nice reversal? The sun
presumably referring to the Son of God. And talking about the heart, here's another reversal about the heart. This is on, Johnny Depp in his defamation trial. Wow.
Yeah. After a while, you realize that anonymity has left the building a long time ago. You know, anonymity's gone.
Hear, Lord, who fills the heart.
Hear the Lord that fills the heart.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's another heart reversal.
Yeah.
Let me just turn this down a little bit loud, this one. Yep, I need light. Starts in the heart.
I need light.
Yeah.
And what does he say after that?
Starts in the heart. Yeah, I'll play it again. Yep, I need light. Starts in the heart.
Yep, there's my heart.
Yeah, it starts in the heart. It's right there.
Yeah, it's there. Yep. I tend to play all the dark negative reversals on shows, but there's a lot of reversals that are really quite nice. And here's a positive reversal from a street preacher.
DeAndre, you're amazing, man. You are. You have amazing purpose, dude. You're amazing. Father, I thank you for DeAndre in Jesus' name.
In the light are we.
In the light are we.
There we go. That's a nice positive spiritual reversal. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
It's heartbreaking, and it lacks knowledge about what the role is of FEMA and the others in time of natural disaster.
It's a war with the light.
This is war with the light.
L-I-G-H-T. Yes. Light. L-I-G-H-T.
Master. This is war with the light.
Light. Boy, I don't hear light there. I hear something with a W. No.
Yeah,
it sounds like web.
It was a little bit weak, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't think light is there.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I don't think that's a very clear one. All right, well, let's try this one on Trump talking about a war with the light. Let's see if this one works.
Cash bail, releasing 400,000 criminals onto our streets. Think of no more cash bail. Look at what happened in New York.
And the battle, and then the battle with the light.
And then the battle with the light.
And then the battle with the light. And then the battle with the light.
Yeah.
Well, that one's there.
Yeah, sure is.
And then the battle with the light. Here's another one here.
Well, oops. The same way you tell if an individual, if you have
the fact. I can't get you any more volume than that.
Probably work with. Same people who have provided insight into.
We're stepping into the light.
We're stepping into the light.
So, as you can see, there's a lot of reversals that aren't about darkness at all, but about the opposite. Here's another one.
Yeah, I love the first one, but it's a whole different voice. It's like two different pens.
Yeah, I know. You'll surf with the light.
You'll surf with the light. You'll surf with the light. You'll surf with the light.
That's on a client, of course, you know. So, here's a practitioner giving a trance induction.
The muscles.
Saw Sun Divine.
Saw Sun Divine.
Saw Sun Divine.
Saw Sun Divine.
So that's a nice reversal you want to have, isn't it? So someone who's giving a trance induction. All right, now I got a whole bunch of reversals here about heaven. Oh, what's this one? Yeah, I think I've ever played this one before.
Your interest, that would just be kind of. See, that's my vision of what it would be like. It's not necessarily what even my guru would think would be reasonable. She might think that's really stupid.
Oh, he's theorizing about heaven. What would heaven be like? Hang on.
You have any other interest, that would just be kind of. See, that's my vision of what it would be like. It's not necessarily what even my guru would think would be reasonable. She might think that's really stupid.
Who seals heaven angels?
Who seals heaven angels?
Who seals heaven angels? Who seals heaven angels?
That's heavens with an S on it. Very faint, though. I'm sorry that was so faint. It's probably a bit too faint for play.
That's close. That's close.
Here's Bernie Sanders.
Republicans win when there is a low voter turnout, and that is what happened last November.
Heaven sound the battle.
Heaven sound the battle.
Heaven sound the battle. Heaven sound the battle.
Heaven sounds a battle.
Yes. Yes.
So heaven is announcing a battle. Heaven sounds a battle.
Yes, it is. Well, at least that's what Bernie believes, between Republicans and Democrats. Yeah. Now, here's one that says, heaven pissed. What's this?
Yeah,
oh. See, that's too faint. Heaven pissed.
Heaven pissed.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from.
What is it? What did you get, David? I'm sorry. Heaven?
Yeah, it's too faint. It's too faint, Jeff.
But what did you get, anyway?
Heaven pissed. P-I-S-S-E-D.
Oh, play it again. I heard fist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Play it again.
It's pissed. Yeah, there's a P there.
All right.
But I can hear, fist too. It sort of does fit, doesn't it? So,
right.
Oh, now here's.
It's like the first two letters of the word Pfizer. It's PH or PF. Oh. A P, right. Pissed, and F for fist. So it's.
Yeah. Very strange. Here's Henry Kissinger, who, look, I don't know whether you liked him or loved him. The late Henry Kissinger just died a couple of weeks ago, I think, at the age of 100. Yes. He's always actually had very nice reversals, and which would surprise many people, I know that, but here's one of them.
Met with Vladimir Putin a number of times. What do you make of him?
He is a character out of Dostoevsky, and he is a man with a great sense of connection.
Built heaven lamb.
Built heaven lamb. Built heaven lamb. Built heaven lamb.
In other words, I created an atmosphere of peace, is what he's saying. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Let's move over to another folder. Oh, have I played you this one? I'm sure I have. This is a young child. Listen to this. God made me.
God made me.
Out of the mouth of babes, hey? How about that, hey? Yeah, here's Deepak Chopra.
My father was at that time in England training to be a medical doctor and then a cardiologist.
God looking at me.
God looking at me.
God looking at me. God looking at me.
The me is a bit funny, certainly God looking. And here's...
Play it
here's
one more. Play it again. Play it one more time, please.
Sure.
My father was at that time in England training to be a medical doctor and then a cardiologist.
God looking at me.
God looking at me.
God looking at me. God looking at me.
Yeah, God looking at me is right there. I hear it.
Yeah, there you go. Deepak Chopra. Oh, here's a client talking about depression.
I was sitting down the other day and actually with the friend I mentioned to who, you know, suffers from depression. I mean, I probably suffer from depression too, but he's been diagnosed as suffering from depression.
Right.
That's the distinction I make. And he was quite down and talking to me about it, and that just brought me way down.
And God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd. Yeah, there we go. Nice. Wonderful.
I would only argue with or suggest wisdom is not there.
Not really? What are you hearing instead?
You don't have to play it again, but it's
let's play it
again. Quite
down. Here we go.
Huh. And that starts with a B. He's a bump something, but it's not wisdom.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
All right. Here, try this one. This is a nice, clear one.
We've just got to try. We've got a seminar that people have paid us to do in November that we're going to complete.
Yes.
Divine, I must serve you.
Divine, I must serve you.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than reversals I've been playing about. Satan, I must serve you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. Did I play this one? No, I didn't think I played this one.
You still feel connected to your ego, correct?
Not particularly, no.
Oh, why is that?
Never felt a connection to it.
There is the son of the God given.
There is Messianic is most good.
Oh, yeah.
There is Messianic is most good. There is Messianic is most good.
You know, I find it fascinating that reverse speech refers to the Son of God and Jesus as the Son of God. I don't know whether that's a reflection of Western religious beliefs or whether it's an actual fact. I will tackle that question in one of my many books I'm writing and still writing. Yeah. Here is... Here is a reversal on Jerry Falwell, who I really can't stand listening to the forwards on this track. Every time I play it, I cringe, but I like the reversal, but I can't handle the forwards.
Your tribulation must transpire here.
Oh, hang on, let's get to the start of it.
The seven-year tribulation must transpire here, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, in the which I shall be your boss for 1,000 years, Dr. Levitt. The 1,000-year is yet to happen on this earth. That's just an assumption. I don't have any word of knowledge on that. But
the will of God's reign is love.
Develop God's reign is no
out. Develop God's reign is no out. Develop God's reign is no out.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The will of God's reign is love. Yeah. Oh, here is an interesting one from Mike Malin.
We're
talking about Mars photos in the 1990s.
Well, there are two things. The thing I normally tell them is I'll certainly give it a try, but I can't guarantee that I'm going to get a picture of it.
Going to meet your new father in the light.
Going to meet your father in the light.
There you go. Whatever that. Very strange. Here's
Over what period of time, David, did you collect these? Are these current? Over what period of time?
Oh, these are probably over about the last 10 years.
Okay.
Well,
right.
The Mike Malin one was 1998, so that one's very old. But these are all clients last 10, 15 years. This one here is probably about 15 years old. It's a client talking.
I don't know if it's gone as well as what was projected, because it's, instead of completed in 2.5 years, it's taken 5 years, so the interest has eaten up a lot of the profits.
Right. Jesus is near the sea. Yeah. Here's a minister preaching a sermon.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He flowed with the Holy Spirit.
See the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf. See the Holy Wolf.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful reversal. Here's Martin Luther King.
To speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands.
The Lord, he does believe.
The Lord, he does believe. The Lord, he does believe. The Lord, he does believe.
The Lord, I guess he believed in the Lord, I would imagine. So,
I think.
Yeah, here's a couple on me.
And move on with my life.
Right, okay, yeah. I'm with you. See, now the thing is, though, we have consent from your unconscious to heal it. We have a reversal that says we must heal it.
Talking about trance work with a client and backwards divine mystery.
Divine mystery.
Divine mystery. Divine mystery.
You know, the word divine comes up in reverse speech fairly often. Let's see. Look, the whole theme of God and Jesus is all, you know, does come up often in reverse speech. I just don't talk about it much. But, here we've got one more on me, then I'll play an interesting one.
And then we went to the Mists of Heaven.
Uh-huh.
And in the middle of the Mists of Heaven was the soul, the fire of the soul.
Right.
Or the flame of the soul?
The fire of the soul.
Fire of the soul?
What I call it.
Oh, it's my client talking about a meta walk I took her on where I took her to heaven to see the soul. And the verse is on me. It says, the Lord God I will see.
The Lord God I will see.
The Lord God I will see. The Lord God I will see.
Trouble is, her voice is over the word sea. Could you hear the sea?
Yeah,
I heard it.
It's there. I heard it. Yeah.
Here's one on the Barack Obama.
The governor of the great state of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, is here.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
There it is.
Interesting reversal from a communist.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Here we have. The sheep server, make God feel good.
That's what I feel a lot like lately myself. Is like, it seems like I really truly believe that in reverse speech I'm doing what God wants me to do. I mean, I was chosen for this. I didn't have a choice. It wasn't like.
That's Jeff, my right hand man. Jeff Toth, for those who don't know Jeff. The sheep server, make God feel good. And the first week says, we are the sheep servers. We are here to serve the people who are the sheep.
The sheep servers.
Make God feel good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those who are looking after the sheep. Delight God's heart. There you go. That's anything I could say. Here is another. Here's one from Star Wars. This will throw a spanner into the works.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do. You don't know the power of the dark side.
We ask God for the power.
We ask God for the power.
The dark side.
It sounds like we ask gods, plural, of the power. We ask gods of the power.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is a slight S there. Huh, interesting. Yeah, fascinating stuff. Here we have this is the same preacher with great reversals.
Mm-hmm.
Good, right? You need to let the light out of you for it to shine. Let the darkness be lit up.
The lips of God with them.
The lips of God with them.
The lips of God with them. The lips of God with them.
Yeah, the lips of God with them. I don't know. God's with them.
Would leaps fill in there? Leaps of God.
Yeah. Let's play that. Hang on. Let's find out.
Let's be lit up. And then leaps of God with them.
And then leaps of God with them.
That's leaps, not lips.
I think it is leaps. You're absolutely right. I do hear leaps. Huh. Oh, well, just as significant, God leaps for joy, you know. And here he is talking about a prayer closet that he has.
Which is really cool, actually. We love it because we get to cuddle with our kids in the morning. And when they get up, my kids roll into the prayer closet and see Daddy in the prayer closet. And it's just fun.
Love sits in his altar.
Love sits in his altar.
There you go. How about that?
No assistance is offered.
Oh, really? Is that what you hear? Yeah? Hang on. Let's play that.
It's just fun. No assistance is offered.
There's no D on offered. No assistance is offered.
I can't hear that.
Do you hear assistance?
Okay, let's play it again.
Fun. No assistance is offered.
Oh, Jeff, I can often hear what you say. I can't hear what you say this time.
Whatever. Anyway. Onward.
And talking about love, here's a great reversal about love. I skipped over it before. Where is it? I'll be bothered. Where did that go? The great reversal about love. How annoying is that? Hang on, we'll go back to my
remember life. the old expression, love and marriage go together like what's
a
the rest?
Carriage.
That's
I was just visualizing the whirlwind, visualizing the walk like we used to do because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And it just started bringing that power and that life force. And yesterday I was having absolutely fantastic, you know. I just walked.
See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
Reverse Speaks talks a lot about love, actually, describes love as being the force that binds everything together. I actually should start documenting more reversals about love. I haven't documented many of them. although the word does appear quite often in reverse speech, but I don't have a love folder that I've been collecting. I collect, you know, certain categories of reversals specifically, but it's so much, I've so much work to document every single reversal and have a subfold for everything. It's like,
oh, I don't know how you do it. It's crazy.
It's crazy trying to do all this stuff. Here's another one.
Starting to, I suppose, move out of the dramas, and she's moved out of the deep depression. And
that's good. Then the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
And the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
And the shepherd feed the bridegroom. And the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
Then the shepherd sees the bridegroom. The shepherd sees the bridegroom.
Yeah,
I wasn't
happy with feed. I had feed, but I wasn't happy with it. Hearing sees, and the shepherd sees the bridegroom.
Right.
And the shepherd sees the bridegroom.
No, it's not sees.
And the shepherd sees the bridegroom. And the shepherd sees the bridegroom.
The slower you play it, the more it sort of fits, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Certainly, shepherd and bridegroom. Of course, the Bible describes Jesus as the bridegroom, and the church is his bride. If the church is indeed ready, which I have great doubt over, but there you go. Oh, here is the last transmission. The last transmission of the space shuttle Columbia that blew up on re-entry. Disintegrated, killing everyone on board.
There's some talk that
there might be some plasma now.
It's not ready.
The ships are not firing right now.
It was quite good, actually.
God is their pilot.
So now what? God is the head pilot.
Oh, the head pilot. Hang on. Let's do it again. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Now, you're going to say something before I play that. I cut you off. Sorry.
Well, there was some talk about sabotage.
Oh, really?
Before that spacecraft blew up, disintegrated. There's always more to these things. I don't know if it's true or not, but yeah, I heard reports of that.
No, I hadn't heard that. Nothing would surprise me, of course.
No. No, that's kind of rule one anymore.
Yeah. Here's an interesting reversal. This is one of my students talking to his tape player, wanting to know if God was speaking in reverse.
The voice of God among you. Or are you servants of divinity, servants of God? Or is there the voice of God?
It says, God was in the verse. He's the living force in reverse.
God was in the verse. He's in the verse.
God was in the verse. He's in the verse.
Can you hear that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Second part of it, David, he's the living God.
He's the living force in reverse.
In reverse, okay.
Which speaks highly of reverse speech, doesn't it? Yes, indeed. What's this one? Oh, hang on, let me play this. Oh, that's right, that's too faint. No, forget it, I should delete that from the file. Not a good one. All right, okay, let's move over to a different folder now, and we're going to look at some soul reversals. Oh, talking about love, here's a practitioner talking to his client.
We get reversals that are pretty clearly from your unconscious mind, your subconscious.
Soul serve you, make you feel love.
Souls are vibrating in love.
Souls are vibrating in love. Souls are vibrating in love.
There's a half of a D on the end of love.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Hang on.
Souls are vibrating in love. Souls are vibrating in love.
Almost a D. It's not enough to call it. It's love.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's Ted Bundy. This is the night before he was executed.
Ted, it is about 2:30 in the afternoon. You are scheduled to be executed tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock if you don't receive another stay. What is going through your mind? What thoughts have you had in these last few days?
Well, I won't kid you to say that it's something that I feel that I am in control of or something that I've come to terms with, because I haven't.
This did not validate my soul. The death sentence somehow didn't validate his soul, whatever that means. I'm really not too sure how to interpret that. Okay, let's have a look. Here is this is a nice clear one.
I was secure in knowing where my place in the world was and what the universe, what was out there, basically.
The soul whirlwind. You know, I got to update my soul folder. I got a lot of these examples are years old.
Get to work, David. Stop slacking. Come on.
Yeah, right.
How many books underway right now that you're writing? Two.
I'm writing three at the moment. Three. I actually wrote some of it last night. I'm taking 3 weeks off the end of this week. Well, 3 weeks off of session work. I'll still do my shows with you, but I'll be writing. I got 3 weeks of writing. I just can't write and work at the same time.
That's hard. Just impossible. I can't imagine trying to do that. Do you have any reversals of Santa Claus?
No, I do not, actually. No, I wish I did. Can't ever remember even finding any, actually. If I thought about it, I would have reversed some Christmas songs, you know. So who knows what you'd find in Christmas songs. That could be a bit scary, actually.
You might not want to go there. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? Here's a client's reversal.
How the role of passing it on to your kids from what you've learned, and you bring them up the best you can, but you've passed traits on to them, and that's what it was. But
right. Well, that's traditional. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you can't always blame.
Our soul looks down in heaven.
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 Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah. This one I play often. I'll play it again. This is me talking about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech on your show, actually.
Most people ask me, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is no. There are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed.
And this tells us where reverse speech is coming from. It's the voice in heaven.
This is the voice in heaven.
This is the voice in heaven. This is the voice in heaven.
Yeah, I've got this is the voice in heaven.
Oh, this is the voice in heaven. Okay. Let's do it again.
This is very powerful.
Indeed.
This is the voice in heaven.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
This is the voice in heaven. This is the voice in heaven.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Here's a bit of a heart-wrenching one. not heart wrenching, just interesting methods. Young girl.
Like really bad period pain, so I was suffering with that, and then.
Oh, hang on. Soul's redemption I seek. Yeah, that one's not a very good reversal.
The soul's, no, it's good. The soul's redemption you'll seek.
Yeah, that's what she's looking for. Oh, yeah, you'll see. The soul's redemption you'll seek. Yeah, there we go. And, verse 3 talks about the endlessness of life.
It's a pretty cruel and nasty place at certain times and places, and it's got to change something. Somebody's got to do something. I'm glad you're doing that.
This is self-eternal.
Self-eternal.
Self-eternal. Self-eternal.
Which implies we live forever, as this reversal does, next one does.
I've got to follow life my way, and I'm still not sure what my way is yet, by the way.
Soul, I'll live forever. The speech describes the soul as being eternal.
So, soul, I think I hear, soul will live forever. Is that right?
I will live forever. Okay, hang on. Oh, yeah, it is will forever. Yeah, soul will live forever. Absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. Well, actually, I'm going to change that one because it is soul will live forever. Let me just change the wording on that. That should give you great encouragement that life is eternal and we sure. will live forever.
Who made that statement? Who was this?
Oh, that
speaker?
Was a client of mine. Uh-huh. Hang on, let me just play it. See if I recognize him.
I've got to follow life my way, and I'm still not sure what my way is yet, by the way.
Don't recognize a voice.
That's
soul
right.
will live forever.
Soul will live forever.
No question yeah. about what he's saying in reverse. It's right there. Yeah,
yeah there it is. Yeah. Here's one on me.
You okay?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry, I was waiting for the next question.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I thought you were expanding that.
I was having a little thought about it.
Oh, right. Okay. So when you say you don't even know what that was, what, to this day or back then?
I see this old soul.
I see this old soul.
It's all there.
Old soul. So, so many reversals about the soul. Sort of don't want to get into the nasty ones because we're not looking at nasty ones. let me see.
What's nasty about the soul?
Well, nasty reversals. Like this one here. Yeah.
I haven't felt good about myself since then.
I haven't felt good about myself since then, as a forwards.
But, you know, that's...
That hurts divine.
That hurts divine.
That hurts divine. That hurts divine.
So not feeling good about yourself hurts the divine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so many people struggle with feeling good about yourself. Yeah, here's another one on me.
Inside of you, what sort of change would you like to feel? Would you like to feel happy, confident?
Little soul you lost.
Little soul you lost.
Little soul you lost. Little soul you lost.
Little soul you lost. Uh-huh. I mean, that's what I meant by negative ones. You know, I just didn't like, here's another negative one.
That'll be nice. I'm hoping I can work on manifesting.
Uh-huh.
The soul will need panic.
The soul will need panic.
The soul will need panic.
Huh.
The soul will need panic.
Why would the soul need panic?
because it was programmed that way during the early stage of this man's life, that he had, that he lived in the panic. Maybe his mum was panicked or dad panicked, you know. At some stage in his life, he picked up the panic was a normal operational mode. And so he will then go and seek to create more panic and more havoc in his life. Does that make sense? That's why.
Yeah.
So, like, this verse was the same. This one's on me, too. This is me. A very difficult period in my life.
Could be. Yeah, could be. Well, see, I'm very sensitive to energy. You know, ultra sensitive.
And it says, my soul gives the pain.
My soul gives the pain. My soul gives the pain.
And you can hear the emotion.
Oh, my. You're crying out.
I am crying out. Yeah, this was after my son was murdered, and I also just returned from a rather troubled year in the United States. I was a bit of a mess. Those two events happening all at the same time.
I do remember that very clearly, as you know.
Yes, I was not David Oates for 2 or 3 years. I was a little bit out of La La Land. But I recovered.
I'll never forget that. All that we went through a lot. I was there, middle of it, and it was almost like someone had some evil. I don't want to sound melodramatic, but it was almost like some dark presence did take control of some of your thought processes. They weren't logical and pragmatic. It's like you were being invaded by something. That's my
take. It was a very strange time.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's all over. Thank God.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
For 2 or 3 years, I was a mess. My soul did indeed give me pain. But I put myself in for session work to fix myself up. And I found this reversal after I finished my round of session work.
Oh, my soul, sir. You look at my weight loss. That's
the soul well.
The soul well.
And you see, there is a happy ending to the tale.
I want to say something to everyone listening out there. If you are thinking about going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and you've got issues that you want some help with, and that's fine, consider going to David, because when he works with you on the phone, anywhere in the world, your own voice, your own inner voice, will tell you in the recordings through reverse speech what's wrong and how to fix yourself. That's what David does brilliantly. I mean, I cannot even believe people go to a regular psychologist, psychiatrist without this gift of reverse speech to get a handle on what the inner self is really saying. That's the how you find the answers, as you've said many times. Yeah. Anyway, consider that.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I just found a reversal about Christmas. Look at that. Didn't know I had this. This uses the word Christmas. There we go. This is on Sarah Palin, I think.
And say no. Start all over on this healthcare scheme and pass meaningful market-based reforms that incorporate some simple steps that have broad support. The best ideas, not backroom deals.
The soul by his face for Christmas. I'll be bothered. Don't know who his face is, don't know who she's talking about, but anyway, there you go, there's a Christmas reversal. And here's someone talking about prayer.
So what I'm wondering in my brain now is when people are praying and things are happening, are they doing it themselves? Like, is our brain that powerful? Is that what's happening?
Your voice has the knowing.
Yeah,
we do have the knowing, and we are that powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, where are we going? We must be almost out of time by now. Let me see, what's one I can, a nice one I can finish off with? Here's the spirit talking to a client.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
This is the spirit saying, you're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
There
Boy,
you
is
go.
That clear?
So
That is really clear. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
So, do consider going to David if you want any help with any kinds of problems like this. Let your own inner self lead you out of the darkness, and it will. It's a reverse speech. Nice.
Thank you.
David,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank Thanks for all the wonderful things that you've given us this year.
We'll
Thank
see you next week. Okay. All right.
And there he goes. David Oates. And the wacky, amazing, wonderful, sometimes incredibly moving world of reverse speech. Okay. We'll be back tomorrow on Wednesday already. Take good care. Talk soon.